Welcome to the Red Dice Diaries. This podcast is a rambling journey through the wonderful world of RPGs from the viewpoint of a longtime GM and player. The music at the start of this podcast was Nightmare by Alexander Nakarada and is used under Creative Commons license.
Okay, so recently I had the good fortune to be signed up to play in a Vampire 5th edition game that is being run by the very talented GM Andre Martinez. We did the character creation session, I suppose the session zero if you want to call it that, last night, which was very good and very entertaining. We spent about 5 hours looking at characters, creating characters from scratch, working out how they're going to be in a coterie. And there are a few things we didn't finish, but we had a great time doing that session. Great to see everyone sort of like pulling together and creating some really interesting characters with a lot of plot potential. So given that this is my first experience of V5, as it's being called, I thought I'd just give a few initial first impressions. Now, first of all, let me say that the character gen was fairly involved. Far more involved than most games that I actually currently play in. I mean, as I say, we spent 5 hours sort of working our way through them. And yes, we had various technical difficulties, etc., as these things tend to happen. But we spent a good solid 5 hours working on characters. And there were about 5 of us working on creating this coterie of vampires. Some of us came to the table with some ideas of what we wanted to do, whereas others, like myself, had only a vague or no idea at all. And we were creating the characters sort of wholesale, as it were. Looking at the game, I found the character creation very entertaining. It gives you lots of story potential and allows you to build up a character. I mean, I myself are playing a character whose embrace happened pretty much as an accident. He was taking his pregnant fiance to the hospital as she was in labor when someone staggered out in front of their car. They hit them in the car, decided to like take the person to the hospital to try and get them some help, not realizing this person was a vampire. The vampire, desperate for blood, having just been hit by a car, grabbed my character and pretty much drained him dry of blood. As the fiance ran off to get some help, the vampire, full of remorse for what they'd done, embraced my character to try and save them. My character then disappearing from his fiance's life, knowing that he couldn't return, but secretly trying to support her and his child from the shadows as time went on. It was a very interesting character gen, and it put me in the mind of the life path character gens that people have talked about in Traveller and things like that. You know, where you basically, you determine the life events of your characters, and that affects what sort of stats you have, I suppose. Now, one thing I will say against the book, we did spend a lot of time where we had to spend a good long while searching for things in the book. The layout seems a little odd to me. There's no index, which is pretty much standard for White Wolf going back to the old days, and the layout seems quite odd with stuff not being placed in easy to find order or sort of ordered strangely. One example of this I can give is in the advantages and flaws section, instead of having the nice layout where it's just a list of advantages and a list of flaws, they're all split up into categories with the, so for instance, you might have the Haven merit, and that will have a number of merits listed and then a number of flaws that can be connected with your Haven following afterwards. Now, one of the things I liked in the game is that you choose your sort of predator type. My character being a sort of social person, I went for the Siren template, which is basically you feed from seduction, and that gives you certain things to go on your character sheet. In this situation, I gained a 1-point enemy flaw. Now, trying to search through for something with a bold title of enemy yielded no results whatsoever. It's actually tucked away under the ally section, where it pretty much just says an enemy is a reverse of an ally, but it's not highlighted in bold or anything like that, so it's quite difficult to actually find. That aside, the layout of the book is a little strange, as is the art style. I don't really mind the sort of photographic representation of the characters. That's grand. However, I do question using a sort of three column layout in an A4 book. It's fine for broadsheet newspapers, but it makes things look a little bit crammed in an A4 book. Now, obviously, this isn't a full review. These are just some of my first impressions. I enjoyed the fact that when you're picking your disciplines, you get to pick powers so that not everyone who has Dominate 1 has the same stuff. That was great. I love that. The actual coterie creation part, where you determine what sort of ethos your coterie follows, was quite interesting, although we sort of wrapped up before we got into that in too much detail. But I very much enjoyed it. I had a great sort of 5 hours having a laugh and a joke with the people who were going to be involved in the session, and it really did create some interesting stories in my mind. So I think, to be honest, if you've got a fair bit of time and you're willing to put the effort in, I can see V5 yielding great results in terms of characters and story potential. However, it doesn't seem like it's a game you're going to sort of just pick up and play easily, but I don't think it's ever really claimed to be. So I think on my first impressions, I think V5 looks quite promising, if very involved. I'm looking forward to seeing how our coterie shapes up when we've sort of wrapped up the whole creation process, and I can't wait to get into the first actual session where we start role-playing our characters. So hopefully you'll bear with us, and I'll be giving further reports on this as we go along, and hopefully Andre will put up the videos for the Grand Coteries games.
So that's it for this episode. If you have any questions or suggestions for things you'd like to see in the podcast in future, please either email them to reddicediaries@gmail.com or drop me a voicemail at Anchor. Until I see you next time, whenever you're playing, take care and enjoy yourselves.